You are listening to the Mindset Mama podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, uplevel their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go. Hello, mamas. Welcome back to the Mindset Mama podcast. Today's episode is not our normal Monday Mindset Mama Minute episode. Today, I wanted to share with you guys an interview that I did when I was first launching the podcast with my own personal coach, Monique Gaffney. She's amazing, and I know you guys are going to love today's episode, so stay tuned. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you guys that the Mindset Mama membership is now open. This is my monthly life and mindset coaching group for moms who are ready to put down the guilt, who are ready to level up and become the best version of themselves, and are ready to walk in confidence, to walk without shame, and to just live their best life. If that is you and you are like, I need some help, I need some support, I need some accountability to learn the tips and tools and strategies on how I can get the most out of my life and provide the most for my family, then you want to sign up ASAP. You can get all of the details by going to my Instagram at TheTiffanyNguyen and clicking the link in my bio, or you can click details and get the link from today's show notes. I'm so excited to kick off on May 1st, and I want you in this group so that I can work with you on a closer level to help you become the mama that you've always dreamed to be. Let's dive into today's episode.
So this week we had Tiffany Nguyen, who is the Momfidence Coach. She is the mama mentor and really helps the moms step into fully who they are called and created to be, releasing the mom guilt and stepping into themselves, right? I think it's so funny because I was listening to one of your replay from yesterday this morning, and I had this whole thought, which I'll get into a little bit later, but why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? If anybody missed Tiffany this week, she'll just do a quick intro so you guys know who she is, but definitely, hey Kayla, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Let us know that you're here live. Lynette, good morning. Say hi. Let us know that you're here. Tiffany's going to introduce herself and then ask all the questions. She's seriously, you guys, if you missed her stuff this week, go back, take the time to watch the replays. They weren't very long. They were only between like 15 and 20 minutes, but she has such an incredible system that she helps moms really release the mom guilt and be able to really step into their own momfidence. So Tiff, yeah, tell us all about you.
Yes, I first want to thank Melissa and Monique for having me this week. It has been so much fun. I will never, ever get tired of talking about this stuff. And it is seriously just so much fun for me to talk about this because it is honestly stuff that I apply into my life every single day. It is literally, I practice what I preach. I'm wearing my preach shirt today because I'm practicing what I preach every single day. And today is actually one of those days where I'm having to practice it a little bit more than I normally do. My toddler has been going nonstop, but Monique said, I am a mindset coach and I work with moms to help them step into their power, become more confident, or like I like to call it hashtag momfident, and really just own their power and become more shameless in their mothering. So I have kind of coined that term momfidence, and it really is the essence of what I like to do. I want to help you become a confident mom. I think having the experience myself after becoming a mom, I have a daughter who is going to be 2 in May. So After becoming a mom, I really struggled for those first few months with feeling like I was not doing a good job and feeling having all of those, you know, negative thoughts about, you know, am I doing the right things? Am I making the right decisions? I'm, you know, mom guilt was coming to see me almost every single day and telling me that I was a sucky mom, that I was a terrible wife, that I wasn't doing things right. And I just knew that I had to find a way to become more confident, because I knew that I was doing not only myself a disservice by staying in that, that place of negativity around my life as a mom, but I was also doing my family a disservice by staying there too, because I was not being the wife and the mom that I wanted to be. And so I knew I had to do something to break that pattern. And so the things that I share with my clients and with you guys this week are all things that I literally practice, the things that I literally did and still do to this day to help me become more confident. I was, you guys, probably the most negative person, very low energy, low vibes, and constantly just complaining about everything that was going on in my life. And I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was sick and tired of being that way. And so, you know, applying those things that I shared with you guys this week really helped, you know, break that and step into who I am now, where I am feeling confident as a mom, you know, even whenever there's chaos around me. And we all know that there are days, some days are harder than others. I am still able to remain positive and keep a confident mindset around all of that.
Yeah, I freaking love what you do, because it, as moms, I swear, I love that you make it so easy. Like, you're to have the momfidence scale, because, you know, we were talking about this earlier in the week, after, I think it was day two, right? When you introduced the momfidence scale. And yes. I was like, moms need it to be easy. Like, there are so many different ways. We don't have to have, I mean, there's many different, coaches and courses and books and all this stuff that, as just humans and women, we can help ourselves raise our vibration and, you know, be better humans and all that stuff. But when you add kids into the mix, it's a whole nother freaking ball game, right? Like, that takes life and like the way we do it and the way we feel about ourselves and everything else. Like, that's a whole other game besides trying to be the best human we can be and be in our purpose and do all the things that like we're called to do. Now we have kids to contend with. We have another soul to raise. We're responsible for this other, these other humans, right? And that guilt of like, crap, I'm not even feeling like I'm doing this for myself very well. Right. Mind you, now I have to do this well for somebody else. That's a big responsibility, right? Like, that's so huge. And then I think that it's so easy to fall into, it's just a very easy trap to fall into those negative thoughts, low vibrations, and feel like you can't dig yourself out of this hole, right? Like, it's so, as a mom, the second, like, we get, I mean, it's the most joyous, beautiful thing that we can do to create, like, you know, bring a human, a soul onto this earth and be in co-creation with God. In that is a miracle. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing, but it's so easy to forget what a blessing and a beautiful thing it is in the middle of doing it all.
Right? Oh my gosh. Yes. 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 And I think, in the age of social media, it has become, I mean, and maybe it's only because now we actually get to see it. So maybe it was still hard then for like our parents and grandparents, and maybe they just didn't have the outlet to express it as much as we do. But I feel like now with social media, it's even harder because you see what other people are doing. And I think that that comparison game plays a huge part in the mindset that moms struggle with so much now, because you're seeing the highlight reel of all these other moms and what they're doing. And it makes you play that game in your head where you're like, well, if Susie can do it, why am I having such a hard time?
1,000%.
If Sarah's doing a great job at it, why am I sick at this? And no one really talks about and shows those real sides. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm really, really passionate about, is speaking the real and telling the real deal about what it is. And I kind of feel like nobody wants to really say that, like, it's hard.
It is.
And it sucks sometimes, and it's not fun sometimes. No. And there's sometimes where I'm like, I love my kid, but I'm not a girl.
Yeah.
And nobody
because we feel we fall into the mom guilt of like, and the shame, right. Mom shame is a big part of that too. Like, what are people going to think about me? What are they going to say? Oh my God, am I wrong to feel this way? I mean, like, it's this wave of emotions. And I think a big part of that too is having a support system, because, you know, the world is not going to be as open and loving and kind. You know, there are going to be the judgy people. There are going to be the people that aren't nice and understanding and loving and kind and, you know, all that stuff that they should be. To have the support system in place of people who are real women, moms who are like, this is real and it's okay that you feel this way, but not just to stay in that place. Here's a tool. Yes. These are tools to help you get out of that place, because you can feel this way, but don't let your feelings drive your life, right? Don't let the feelings of this, because it's okay and it's going to be okay. I love the Momfidence scale because it's so easy. Like I was saying, it gets crazy and chaotic and, you know, trying to be our best and then be our best for someone else and then help another life be their best. It's a big old thing to do, but having that scale to say, okay, I'm feeling like really low. What the heck can I do to raise the scale? Like, for me, that mental picture alone is like so easy to go back to. And I need something like that as a mom, as a woman, like, I mean, it's just such an incredible tool that you put together. And I feel like stuff like this that comes to us, like, that's a God-given, like, divine download. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's a divine download. Like, God was like, girl, use this so you can teach other moms how to do this.
Yes. And it's so funny because, I mean, I've been using the Momfidence scale on my own, like, personally for, you know, a long time since I've become a mom and decided to start turning things around for myself. But I never really had thought of it until I was actually talking one day. Just, I was on a live and I was just talking and it just came out and I was like, this is really good. Like, I'm going to use this. Like, I'm going to take this and run with it because it really is so good. And it's, and I literally use the image of where I'm at on multiple times throughout the day. Anytime where I am feeling like I notice my energy pulling down, I notice my vibrations pulling down, my emotions, I literally stop and I'm like, okay, where am I at on the scale? What just happened that brought my energy down? What just happened that brought me down? And it's like, okay, now I know what it is, because my kid was begging me for this one thing while I was trying to do something over here and it frustrated me. And so I brought myself down.
Yeah.
What do I need to do to fix that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to stay here. I have to figure out what I can do to bring myself
1,000%. Because it's so easy to get stuck in that, right? And like, not even, I think it takes practice. For me, it took a lot of practice to stop and like instantly, it's a lot of ownership, right? Like, there's, I don't know if you even heard of or study or read A Course in Miracles, but one of my favorite verses from there is, we are never upset for the reason. I'm never upset for the reason I think. Right. I'm never upset for the reason I think. And I always, like, when I get, like, yesterday, I had a really low Momfidence day. The other thing is too, that I think we have to remember is lots of other factors can play into it. Right. So like my kid, it was just, I don't know, there's something crazy going on with my kids right now. Not only one. And the one that's unexpected, the unexpected one. I'm like, what is happening? Something is shifting in her. And I don't even know. And it was like a little off the hook yesterday. And I totally yelled at her and I felt so bad afterwards. But then I was like, okay, there's so many factors like of what's going on with her. I also started my period. So my hormones are off the hook right now too. I don't feel good. My body physically does not feel good right now because it's like, I have cramps and everything else and my back is hurting. Right. So there's so many other factors that can be, you know, involved in it. And it's like, it takes that moment of like, okay, put the brakes on. I'm never upset for the reason I think, like, what is this really? And like kind of retracing the steps, because I think in doing that, it removes a lot of that mom guilt too. And that like, okay, it's not me. Like, there's all this other shit happening too at the same time. Right. So give yourself that grace, but it takes that moment to like, step outside of the picture, because you're in it. When you're in it and you're feeling it, it's like the rage and like, you know, the emotion and sometimes crying and like, what the heck? It could be like you're in the center of this tornado. It's like you have to pull yourself out of it and say, okay, what does this picture look like? What's happening on this big screen right now? So that you're not, like, you're almost detaching from the emotion and the feeling of it. I think that is so important to do. And it's for me, the Momfidence scale that you teach helps you do that. It's that tool that you could be like, let me grab this tool and step back here and be like, okay, why am I on the scale so low? And then what is it going to take me to get it a little bit higher, right?
Yes, exactly. And I talk exactly about that. I talk exactly about how when you're in the midst of the chaos and what's going on around you, it's so hard to see like what is happening. Yeah. And I talk about that in my 5-day course, in the 5-day Ditch the Mom course, the full master course. I talk about that. And I talk about how when you're able to pull yourself out of it, you can pinpoint triggers that reoccur for you and that trigger you multiple times. And so once you know what those triggers are, it becomes even easier for you to put the brakes on. Sometimes before you even allow yourself to lower, you'll start to see it coming. It's like you'll be able to see it coming to you. You're like, oh, there's that trigger again, but I'm not going to step into it this time. I'm going to go around it. I'm not even going to allow myself to get into that.
So, it's like stepping on landmines.
Exactly. Like literally. Yes. It's like you can see it. But if you don't have that awareness of what those triggers are for you, then it's foggy for you. Everything is foggy. It's like, once you know your triggers, everything becomes so much more clear and you can actually see the landmines in front of you. And you're like, oh, let me step around it. Here comes one. Let me move around it. But before you can figure that out and your awareness isn't there, everything is foggy. So you're just stepping on landmines here and there and all around you. And everything's just blowing up around you. And it seems like you cannot figure out, like, why is this constantly happening? And that's how I felt at first before I did all this work. I would feel like, gosh, why am I have the worst luck. Are all these things happening? Why does it feel like I've always been like crap. It's just constantly happening. And I never take time to step away and pull myself out of those situations and see, like, okay, what is the common thread?
Yeah.
Like, what is that continues to come up?
Yeah. I think that's also so good. Because I teach the same thing, but in a different way. Like, I don't teach moms specifically, right? And I love that you focus on helping moms because, like I said, it's such a special place to be in. But I teach the same thing. When the lesson keeps showing up for you, when something keeps showing up for you over and over and over again, it's something that we need to grow into or learn ourselves better, or there's a lesson there. There's something that is to be learned to grow us, right? Like grow us out of it, grow us past it, grow us over it, so that it doesn't, if it comes up again, it doesn't affect us exactly like you're saying. Like we know what the landmine is. Like, that's okay. I'm not even going to step on that. Like, that's not even it. But it's like, it will keep showing up for us until we learn it, until we get it, until we see 100%. It. Yeah. It's so crazy. Yeah. Lynette said, welcome to Mercury retrograde. This last week has been crazy.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad I'm not alone.
Yeah. Same. We are not alone. We're here. Yeah. Lynette says she struggles on a daily to get her 8-year-old on the bus or to school every day of the school year, literally every day. Each day after the bus pulls away, she goes into meditation to surrender and release. It's hard. So I, on that same kind of train, my 5-year-old, who has been like the easiest, she's 5 and a half, she's the mellow one. She's the easy one. She's very personality wise, similar to me. And there's been a shift in her. Right. So the last, I don't know, like maybe 3 weeks or so, she has not wanted to go to school. It's probably been like the last 3 weeks or last month. And it's been a big deal. Like, I do all the things to figure out where this is coming from, you know, what's going on at school, because she's loved school. Like, there's never been an issue going to school. And all of a sudden she wants to be home with me. She wants her mom. She wants to be homeschooled, which I have the luxury of doing because I work from home. Right. So they go to homeschool anyways. They just go to a campus instead of, you know, being literally at home. My other daughter needs the outlet. She loves school. She likes to go. She needs to run around. Like, her soul is different. So she needs that. The other one, who's wanting suddenly to stay home and be home with mom and be homeschooled, I was like, okay, I could do this, but it's really going to cramp my style. Like, I'm going to get my eyebrows done. My eyebrows microbladed next week. Like, who's going to watch this kid? You know what I mean? Like, when I got to do this, I don't even know. So, like, personally, it's cramping myself. But I'm also looking at, like, what is happening inside of her that suddenly she wants to be with me. She wants to be at home. She's telling me that school is too much for her, that it's too, like, too much work. And I'm, you know, in the work that I do, I'm very conscious, very aware to listen to my kid's soul instead of, you know, forcing. Well, I think, like I said, thank God I have the luxury to be like, okay, we're going to shift and you can just be home with me. But that alone, I mean, literally she was crying every single day, like latched onto me where I was forcing her out of the car. A teacher was pulling her away from me and she's sobbing because she just wants to be with her mom. This never happened before. I mean, it happened when she was like one and like they first started going to daycare, right? Like there's always that transition. But like in school where this has been a normal thing, she's been in like literal kindergarten. She's been in kindergarten since she was three. And she's loved it every step of the way. And all of a sudden like this shift happened. And I was like, the mom guilt in me has been there for like the last 3 weeks because I had mom guilt first of like, I'm forcing my kid to do something that she doesn't want to do. I'm not listening to her spirit. She's literally telling me with her words. And I'm very open with my kids. Like, use your words. Tell me how you feel. Don't shrink back and hide it. Like, say what it is that you want, because I don't, that's a big part of my own stuff. Like, I never used my words and used my voice. And if I did, it wasn't enough. Right. And I don't want to perpetuate that. I don't know, what do you call it? Like that emotional thing, like onto my kids. Right.
Right.
So I do my best to have them express how they're feeling, what's going on with them. And she straight up told me like, it's too much work. Like she needs, I know her creative spirit. She likes the creativity. She doesn't mind doing the work, but when it feels like it's too much work and very little creativity, then her spirit is literally crying. Like she's literally feels like she's dying inside. And that's how I feel. I feel the same way because we're very similar in that, right? So I'm a creative. I'm a good worker. I'll do work. I'll learn it and I'll get it done quick. But then I want to get right back to the creative stuff. And that's how she is.
Right.
And the shift happened when I finally like talked to the principal and talked to the teacher and talked to all of the staff at school and did all this stuff. I finally realized that something shifted in the class. They got a new teacher. The teacher is a very old school and very work, and took, so all of a sudden they had a lot of fun and creativity and smaller amounts of work. And now it shifted where it's more work and less creativity. And that literally has killed her spirit, right? And I was like, okay, so I had all the mom guilt from all that happening. And then it transferred into, okay, well, I want to keep her. I'm going to see if this will work. I'll keep her. I'll homeschool her. The school's fine with it because we're homeschooled anyways. My other daughter can keep going to school. And then the mom guilt shifted to like spouse guilt because my husband is not on board with this, right? So he's like, kids need to be in school. You need to force them to do whatever. Like that's what kids do. Kids go to school. I'm like, but that doesn't, that's not necessarily true. That's just what the world has conditioned you to believe, right?
Right.
Like if I had to, that'd be a different story. Then we'd have a problem on our hands, but I literally work from home and I can make this work. And she's a different kid. She doesn't need like my other one. I'm not going to pull her in with us because I know what she needs. I can't be that mom where I'm like, you know, taking her outside to explore and all that stuff. This other one can sit and craft all day long by herself. We're good. Her and I are like this, like we're like this, you know? But the other one, I know that wouldn't be the best decision for her. So it's like that whole mom guilt thing. I mean, I've literally been going through it for like 3 weeks and it's shifting and morphing into my, like into my marriage, right? Like where it can, I can totally see how we can allow it to affect our entire lives, like in every aspect, if we don't rein it in and use that scale to be like, okay, yeah, this is happening, but I'm not going to let it like completely take over my life, right? Like, so what can I do to pull myself out of it right now? It's crazy.
Yeah. It once you have, and I've seen that for myself personally, like once you have that skill and you're able to like pull it out, whenever you start to feel that slipping, you can use it. It's called the confidence skill, but you can use it in your marriage and at work. And, you know, just in every situation in your life, you can use that same concept to kind of check yourself whenever you need some, like when you're noticing that like, hey, something ain't right here, you can pull that out and use it to check yourself for any situation.
Oh my God, I just had an idea. I'm gonna message.
Have the best ideas.
Okay, you have to, your next book is gonna, you need to do this for every single, so you're gonna do the wife fitting scale, the dad fitting scale, okay? Because you cannot literally apply this to everything. So you're gonna take this and you're gonna do it for everything. Yeah, because it's so true.
Yes.
Got you, boo.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes. I love it.
So do you guys have any questions? If you didn't go back, please, I'm going to start setting up the watch parties, because if you didn't watch Tiffany's lives, go back, watch them all, comment your biggest takeaway from each video. She's doing a giveaway, you guys. She's doing a giveaway for a private coaching session with her. So you don't want to miss out on this. All you have to do is watch the videos from this week, comment on the videos, your biggest takeaway, and then sign up for her newsletter, right? Is that what it is?
Yes,
mailing list. Sign up for her mailing list.
When you sign up for the newsletter, you're also going to get my 31-day affirmation guide.
Oh my gosh, that's so what else,
So when you sign up, and that's how you're going to get entered into winning the coaching session, but you're also going to get with that my 31-day affirmation guide. It comes with affirmations for 31 days and a guide to help you kind of know how to use those affirmations to become more confident, because really all mom guilt is a liar. Like, it, all mom guilt is lies that we hear in our subconscious that tell us like, we're not good enough, or you're doing this wrong, you're making bad decisions. And those affirmations on those cards are going to help you balance that out and basically squash the lie and be like, this is a lie, but this is the truth.
Yeah.
So those affirmations will help ground you in those moments where you're starting to feel like, maybe I'm not a good mom, but then you pull out that affirmation card that says, everything I do for my family serves a purpose. So even when you're like, oh, and you're feeling bad about having to go to work, and you pull that out, it's going to make remind you that, like, okay, I am doing the right thing, and that voice is just a lie.
Yeah, and you guys, seriously, they are so beautiful and they're so good. You guys have to download them. They're amazing. You'll use them forever. I swear. They're so, so beautiful and so good. I was totally thinking too, that's what else I wanted to mention this morning when you were talking about your affirmations. I was watching yesterday's live and you were talking about affirmations. And I was totally thinking, like, that not only shifts how you feel in the moment, but you're starting to retrain your brain about what you believe about yourself, which then takes you to a next level. Because when we start to rewire our brain on the things that we believe, we start shifting out of those limiting beliefs and empowering ourselves to really come back to the truth of who we are, of who God created us to be, of the truth of our soul and our essence and all of the amazing things that we are, right? Like, we're removing all of those lies and the bullshit. And that
is,
I was going to say that takes you to the next level where you can actually start believing I am here for a purpose and a reason. I teach this, like I said, I teach the same stuff, but just on a different scale and spectrum. But you start you're able to see, oh my gosh, I am me. I am not just a mom, but I have all these amazing, unique things about me that you start to remember again. It's not even just believing it, but you start remembering it, because at the core of us, we know who we are. We remember who we are. We forget because we get clouded with all of the lies that we pile on, that we believe, that we take on, that we hold on to. When you start with using those affirmations, it's just retraining and remembering the truth. It's not only shifting you as a mom, as a wife, as a spouse, as a family member, as a sister, whatever. It's literally shifting you back into you and to your purpose and stepping fully into that. You're really changing your entire life by simply affirmations, coming back to remembering who you are, right? It's so, so powerful. Yes. So powerful.
Yes. Yes. Because really all a belief is something that you told yourself over and over again until your subconscious starts to believe it. Yeah. That's all it is. Like, it's just something that you've, a thought that you've told yourself over and over and over again. And it just becomes conditioned for your subconscious to be like, oh, well, she said this so many times, I'm just going to believe it. Like, it must be true. And so when you use those affirmations, you're replacing that belief with something else, which is actually true. So you replace those beliefs as, I'm a terrible mom, or I really suck as a wife, or, you know, all those different beliefs. You can replace those beliefs that you've just told yourself over and over again until your subconscious started to think that it's true with actual truth. And so you no longer believe those things.
1,000%. I love what you're doing. I love everything you're doing. I'm so grateful for you doing this work because every mom needs it. I think no matter what age, no matter what stage, and that's all what the Miracle Mom is about, helping moms at all ages and all stages of being a mother, because it never ends, right? It doesn't matter how old we get. It never ends. How old our kids are, it never ends, right? And so we need tools like this. We need coaches and mentors like you to help moms rise up back to who the truth of who they are, who they were called and created to be, and give them tools that help them do that, help them be able to do that. So, so grateful for you. You stepping out of the mom guilt, stepping into your momfidence, because you shining your light for other moms helps other moms do the same. So thank you for your work. So grateful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you, and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media, and be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again for listening.